It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Tom Hanley. Each week we bring the latest music and interviews from local bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, Mythology makes their Jersey Rock debut. We rock the latest from P-Funk North. Check in Poolside with Dave Incognito of Incognito Theory. And rock selections from this week's Jersey Rock Home Showcase series featuring Natalie Farrell and Lou Panico. It was an awesome acoustic tag team performance. And right now, let's hear part of that. Kicking off this week's Jersey Rock podcast, here's Natalie Farrell.
This next one is called Full, and I hope you'll enjoy.
This week's Jersey Rock Home Showcase on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Her Natality EP is out now, and she just released a brand new music video. Learn more at facebook.com/Natalie Farrell Music. We'll hear part of Lou Panico's Jersey Rock Home Showcase performance later on in the show. Don't forget the Jersey Rock Home Showcase rocks facebook.com/95.9 The Rat every Thursday at 9 p.m. The series continues this week with B Wood. It's powered by Yuengling. Check the full schedule on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Joining us over the phone is Brian and Sosa of Mythology. Their latest album, All the Planets Have Aligned, is available now. Brian, and thanks for calling in.
Oh, Tom, thanks for having me, man. Thanks for the opportunity. It's been a crazy few months.
Everyone I've talked to, this is just the most unprecedented moment from, you know, people that, you know, that are used to just playing really small gigs to members of bands like Dramarama and the Smithereens. Everyone's just standing back and shaking their head and being like, whoa, when is this going to be over? And, you know, in the midst of it, I mean, some cool stuff has come from it. Bands are having an opportunity to get to work. I know that the production on your next album's kind of been slowed by this, right?
Yeah, so we had recorded our fifth studio album back in December, and I'm talking even like early December, and then we went into like post-production in January, and I was just about ready to pull the trigger on like mastering the audio in March, and that's when things started getting a little kooky around the world. At that point, I'm like, dude, I don't know if I'm going to have a job. I don't know if I'm going to have, you know, any gigs coming in. So it's, I kind of have to halt this right now and just kind of play it by ear and see what's going to happen. So like right around mid-March, I had to make the executive decision to say, let's put this on the back burner and see what happens. We're actually trying to just release it digitally. So I think we've actually started the mastering process because you don't really need to see anyone for that. I'm thinking maybe a fall release.
And your most recent release, All the Planets Have Aligned, that's available now. Tell us about that.
Oh, sure. All the Planets Have Aligned was our record from 2018. It was recorded at Architect Studios in Butler, New Jersey. Fantastic facility. Our engineer and mix engineer for the record was my friend Shane Stanton, who I can't recommend enough if you're looking to make a record. The guy's got a special set of ears. You know, he would spend a lot of time just trying to get the right tones for the songs. Like, he would really ask you a lot of questions about each song and, like, what you were trying to accomplish with it. And it's like, okay, well, maybe this snare drum would be right for you. Maybe this mic setup would be right for you. We really rehearsed the heck out of that record, and we really were only in the studio for 5 days, and then we came out with just shy of an hour's worth of music. So it truly was planetary alignment, if you ask me.
I like it. Where could someone grab this? Because this is available in physical form.
We're one of the few holdouts that still press CDs. You can find it on your usual suspects. You can find it on Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube, Amazon, Google Play. But you can always find it at a Mythology show. You know, we always carry our albums with us and our other three albums, as well as All the Planets Have Aligned. So you can always find it at a Mythology show, or drop us a line at our website, wearemythology.com.
And we're looking forward to live music returning so people have that opportunity. The track we're doing on the podcast, tell us about Hootie Hoo.
Oh, sure. Hootie Hoo and / Latin Heat, those were actually two different song ideas that I had. And they were lying around for a little bit, and I decided to kind of put them together as like a two-for-one sort of song deal. They happen to be in the same key, and, you know, like Hootie Hoo kind of has like the more Led Zeppelin-esque or even King Crimson-esque riffage and overall intensity, and then Latin Heat kind of gets into this vehicle for some of the instrumentalists to shine a bit and do some improvisation.
Ryan and Sosa of Mythology, keep an eye out for a new album coming digitally this fall. Of course, their latest physical album, 2018's All the Planets Have Aligned, is available now. Ryan, thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, not a problem, Tom. Thank you for having me, and we'll be in touch, man.
Hell yeah.
We'll see you out there.
Totally. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Mythology with Hoodoo/Latin Heat on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Hey, this is Dave of P-Funk North, and you're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat, Jersey Rock Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you already know. What the rock and roll it up.
Heroes are potheads. All my friends are too. So I drink and drive when you can smoke and fly. Peter Dash said got to legalize. All my heroes are potheads. I wanna be like Snoop D-O-double-G, sipping gin and juice, smoking THC. I wanna be like Cheech and Chong, selling jerky hair tampons, taking hits from the bong. Say oh, 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 oh. I've got the munchies, bro. Cause all my heroes are potheads. All my friends are too. So I drink and drive when you can smoke and fly. Peter Tosh, they got to legalize. All my heroes are potheads. I wanna be like Willie Nelson, more marijuana, less country western. I wanna be like Bob Marley, Buffa Papa, Bob Macaya with the whole family. Say oh, 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 oh. Munchies, bro.
Oh my god, I love Doritos.
All my heroes are potheads. All my friends are too. So I drink and drive when you can smoke and fly. Peter Tosh said got to legalize. All my heroes are potheads. There are so many more. But I just can't remember. No, because all my heroes are potheads. All my friends are too. So I drink and drive when you can smoke and fly. Peter Tosh said got to legalize. All my heroes are potheads. My heroes are potheads. All my friends are too. So I drink and drive when you can smoke and fly. Peter Tosh said got to legalize. All my heroes are potheads.
That's the latest from P-Funk North. All my heroes are potheads. 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. That single will be available this Friday, August 21st. Learn more at pfunknorth.com and facebook.com/pfunknorth. Joining us over the phone from his new crib, poolside and with a whiskey sour, is Dave Incognito of Incognito Theory. Dave, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, what's going on, Tom? How are you, man? Always a pleasure to talk to you over at Jersey Rock.
Sam here, bro. How are you making out in the whole state of affairs that is 2020?
We're doing okay, man. I mean, it sucks that there's no shows and stuff, but me and John, JP, and JB decided that we were going to lock ourselves away and work on a new record, so we're already two songs in the hole for the new record, and we got a brand new producer. You probably all know who he is. His name is Steve Zing. He's the bassist of Danzig, and he's the drummer of Samhain.
I think with him you'll make some really cool music. How is this going to differ from your previous releases?
Me and the guys always said that we dare to be different, and Ash Divide was the start of Incognito Theory, and Whiskey Fuel at the moment is the best stuff that we had out, but I really believe that this time around that we took a step back and said, you know what, man, let's be a bit more organic, and, you know, let's have something for everybody for this record.
And we're looking at that. Roughly when can people expect that record?
hopefully this winter. They will get a brand new single by September called Fired Up. By winter, that's where we're at right now. The album art is done. John is working on his drums as we speak. A couple little things here and there. Jay finished his solo. Like, I mean, everything is, it's going as planned. I mean, we ran into a couple of little ups and downs with things, but you know how that is with malfunctions with equipment and commuters and stuff like that. But we decided to utilize the pandemic and, you know, get some positives out of it.
Well, that's a good thing. This whole year, as far as I'm concerned, has been one big malfunction. But you know,
yes, sir.
One of the good things coming out of it is the opportunity for bands to be more creative and work on things. And we're stoked about that new album. You'll be shooting a music video for the next single that's coming out in September, correct?
Yeah, we're going to start shooting the video in September. Hopefully, if all goes well, we'll release the video for Fired Up Halloween of October. Everybody will definitely get the new single in September. Like I said, you know, a little bit different than what everybody's, you know, I mean, it still has the Pantera meets Black Sabbath, but heavier. But we're bringing in more of a hard rock flair, southern rock flair to this. You know how it is, Tom. We leave it open-ended for everybody to judge and to make their own decisions. And so far, we haven't had any complaints, but we're always ready to up the ante on songs, never to remain stagnant.
I love that mentality. If someone wants to grab your music, whether it's your older stuff or the new single when it drops in September, how can they do so?
All I got to do is go to incognitotheory.com. Everything is up there. We have Instagram up there. We have Facebook. We have Twitter. There's Spotify. There's Apple Music. So incognitotheory.com is the one-stop shop. Everything should be there for them. I mean, like right now, we have all kinds of stuff. We're working on a merchandise store. That hopefully will be up by November. That means you'll have T-shirts, hats, mugs, shot glasses, beer steins, the whole nine. So down to the point of even towels to party at the pool in the ocean.
Nice. And the track we're doing tonight, this week's Jersey Rock Video of the Week. Tell us about Unbroken But Scarred.
A lot of people have so far that we've spoken to and that have purchased the album Whiskey Fueled have actually said that this is one of their favorite tracks on the record besides the title track Whiskey Fueled. As for the band, it is one of our favorites. It's a very positive outlook on life. And the best way that I could put it is when stuff and everything is beating you down, you can still take a step back and still stand, hold yourself high, and look past. You might have scars, but you can always forgive, but never forget.
It's a great track. Dave Incognito of Incognito Theory. Keep an eye out for a brand new single this September. Keep an eye out for a new album in the winter. And check out the Jersey Rock Video of the Week for the track we're about to play right now at WRAT.com. Dave, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much, Tom. We love you guys over at Jersey Rock, and we love everybody over at RAT. You have been nothing but a great friend and everybody over there. So we really love you guys. Do me a favor. Please tell Gotch that me and the boys have been asking for him, and we love him. And we will talk to you guys very, very soon.
I will hunt him down. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Incognito Theory with Unbroken But Scarred, a 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Suffering your feelings, I'm bleeding you of your ignorance. Unbroken but scarred inside. Broken bones. You
suffering, y'all millionaires. I'm bleeding you of your innocence. Unbroken, but scarred inside.
Incognito Theory with Unbroken But Scarred on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check out the video for that track now at WRAT.com. It's this week's Jersey Rock Video of the Week. Let's wrap things up with a cut from this week's Jersey Rock Home Showcase performance. Here's Lou Panico on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
This next song is called Half Wind Show.
There are voices, but this room is half empty. This devil pervades like a candle in the dark. I sat listening as this room started spinning. It's perfectly fitting, a night like tonight, so alluring, so keen and pretentious. She graciously exits as her gown emits a trail of red. She said, I wish you could just see me fly. Take what we can get. in an attempt to breathe tonight. Until the drugs wear off, the walls are as black as the holes in the back of your head. But the passage is practice, the passage is practice. Where we can take what we can get in an attempt to supplement. I wish you could just see me fly. Where we can take what we can get in an attempt to supplement. Until the drugs wear off. Morning calls in the most appealing of tones. Quiet nights like this night, endless nights I would spend. And she said,
this week's Jersey Rock Home Showcase performance on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Catch the full performance along with Natalie Farrell's half of the set at facebook.com/95.9 The Rat. Check out Natalie at facebook.com/Natalie Farrell Music and look up Lou at levyintheoaks.com. The Jersey Rock Home Showcase rocks facebook.com/95.9 The Rat every Thursday at 9 p.m. with a home performance from a New Jersey act. It's powered by Yuengling. The series continues this week with B. Wood. That is it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRET.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter through Club Rat at WRET.com and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock at 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on Jersey Rock, email me at jerseyrock@WRET.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, stay strong. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.